From Spark and Anvil and MarketQuest, this is Spur in Chapter 1 of the MarketQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the community market, a horse named Spur was watching a puzzle. The market lane was always littered with borrowed baskets nobody returned, and no amount of grumbling signs, "Please return your baskets," ever changed it. The basket keeper was ready to give up. "I've scolded, I've begged, I've posted notices. People just don't care." "They care," Spur said. "You're just asking with words when you could ask with a nudge. Try this. Give back one small coin for every basket returned." The keeper did, and within a day, the lane was clear. Every basket back, cheerfully. "See, nothing changed about the people. They're the same folks who ignored the signs. What changed was the incentive, the little reward or cost that sits behind a choice. People move toward rewards and away from costs, almost without noticing. If you want different behavior, don't just scold louder. Change the nudge." The keeper stared at the tidy, basketful lane. A single coin did what a season of signs couldn't? "A single coin aimed right," said Spur. "That's the power of an incentive."
Have you ever changed what you did because of a small reward or a small cost? Looking back, how did that nudge work on you? Spur had learned to watch incentives after seeing a kind idea go wrong by ignoring them. Long ago, the market wanted folks to bring in wild herbs, so it offered a reward for every basket of herbs delivered, a generous, well-meaning rule. But it had aimed the nudge badly. People raced to fill baskets with any herbs, including the rare slow-growing ones, and even padded the baskets with leaves that weren't herbs at all. The reward had been real, so people had chased it, straight past what the market actually wanted. The gardens were stripped. The good intention had backfired. Young Spur, watching the stripped hillsides, felt the lesson land hard. It wasn't that people were bad. They'd done exactly what the incentive told them to do. The rule just told them the wrong thing. People respond to the nudge you actually build, Spur understood, not the one you meant to build. A reward for baskets got baskets. A reward for healthy gardens would have gotten healthy gardens. From then on, Spur looked at every rule and asked the real question. Not what do we want people to do, but what is this actually rewarding?
Spur trotted to the Market Academy carrying a small pouch of nudge coins. Stake, the old trader, met Spur and asked the question, "What are incentives?" Spur set out two little dishes, one with a coin, one empty, and dropped a crumb trail toward the coin. An incentive is anything that makes a choice a little more or a little less worth it. A reward pulls people toward a thing, a cost pushes them away. And the trick is honesty about what you're actually rewarding, because people will follow the real nudge every time, not the one you had in your heart. Aim it well, and a tiny incentive can turn a whole market. Aim it badly, and your best intention strips the hillside. Stake looked at the crumb trail in the two dishes and nodded at the wisdom of aiming carefully. You are appointed.
In Spur's paddock workshop, a young stoat narrowed their eyes, suspicious. "Spur, this sounds like tricking people. If you can nudge anyone to do anything with rewards, isn't that just manipulation? Isn't it kind of sneaky and gross?" Spur lowered their big, gentle head to the stoat's level. "I understand why it feels that way, so let me be straight. Incentives already exist everywhere, whether anyone designs them or not. The sun rewards early risers, hunger nudges us to eat, a smile rewards kindness. You can't switch them off. So the real question isn't, should we use nudges? It's, will the nudges around us be fair and honest, or careless and hidden? Understanding incentives is how you spot when someone's nudging you unfairly, and how you build ones that are kind and open. And they're not only about coins. A thank you, a fair turn, a bit of recognition move people just as much as money, sometimes more. A good incentive doesn't trick anyone. It makes the kind choice the easy choice, out in the open, where everyone can see it." The stoat's suspicion softened.
so it's not sneaky if it's fair and everyone can see it. Fair and in the open, Spur said. That's the whole difference between a nudge and a trick.
Think of a time someone encouraged good behavior with kindness instead of a scolding. What did being encouraged that way feel like? The stoat went quiet, and the suspicion melted into something thoughtful. My aunt never yelled at me to help at the stall, the stoat said. She just always noticed when I did, and said so, warm, in front of people. I ended up helping all the time, not because I had to, but because it felt good to be seen doing it. That's an incentive at its best, Spur said, glowing. Not a bribe, not a trick, just a nudge made of kindness, out in the open, that made the good thing feel good. That warm pull you felt, wanting to help, because helping was noticed and welcomed, that's the whole art of it. When you understand incentives, you can be the ant. You can build the little nudges that make kindness easy and fairness rewarding for a whole market of people. That's not manipulation. That's care aimed well. Spur nudged a coin toward the stoat. Go find a way to make the kind choice the easy choice for someone today. The stoat pocketed the coin, felt the warm pull of a good nudge remembered, and went off to make helping feel good for somebody else.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Spur. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.